John Sim is here. Yeah, one of Britain's most popular and acclaimed actors, John Sim, has made his name starring in a series of award-winning TV dramas, including The Lake, Sex, Traffic, State of Play, and, of course, Life on Mars. And I've seen him as the master in Doctor Who. And what I didn't know about you, by the way, John, is that you were in 24-Hour Party People as well.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
I was Bernard Sumner.
Were you really?
Yes.
What was it like doing that movie? I don't remember you in it.
Oh, it was fantastic. Thanks a lot. Thanks for that.
I mean, in the nicest way.
It was really memorable for me. No, it was great, because I sang Blue Monday in it. I did an acoustic version of Blue Monday, because the backing track didn't turn up that day. So the director just said, can you do it on the guitar? I said, it's Blue Monday. How can you do it on the acoustic guitar? So we worked it out, me and Ralph Little and the other people in the band, pretending to be New Order, and I sang it. It was great, actually.
And everybody says to you, oh, Life on Mars. And, of course, you've done so much work before that. Are you fed up talking about Life on Mars?
Well, no, I mean, it's fine. It caught the public imagination more than anything I've done, I think, in terms of audience and things like that, and fan base, and that, and Doctor Who. So I'm not fed up talking about it at all.
Were you tempted to stick with it, though?
No, not at all, no. I wanted to go after two.
You walked away, didn't you, from it?
Well, kind of, yeah. We all kind of agreed in the end that it was the right thing to do, so there was no animosity or anything.
And what about Doctor Who? Because, I mean, the Master, he can come back any time he likes,
yeah.
Can't he?
Yeah, he can, yeah. He can do what he wants. Yeah.
That's replaying now, I think, on one of the channels, and you're playing that baddie, essentially, and you're really, really scary.
Oh, thanks.
Where does that come from?
Oh,
you're quite a meek and mild guy, aren't you, really?
It's there. It's under the surface. No, that's great fun. Yeah, and we just finished the Christmas one, I think Christmas and New Year's Day.
Anything you can tell us about that? You can't, can you?
He's even scarier this time.
Really?
Yeah, he's much, much scarier. He's not pretending to be Prime Minister this time, so he's unleashed.
There was a bit of Blair about him, I thought.
There was a bit, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, yeah, there was.
Just a bit.
Now, tell us about Speaking in Tongues, playing at London's Duke of York Theatre until the 12th of December. Who are you? And tell us all about it.
Well, it's a play, and it was made into a film called Lantana. I don't know if you saw that film, but it's like a thriller. It's like an Australian thriller. I think it won an Oscar or something a few years ago. It was very successful. But it's basically about infidelity in marriage, and it's a very grown-up adult play, and it ends up being a thriller, like a murder mystery.
Who's your character?
I'm playing the detective that's looking for a missing psychiatrist. I also play the guy that's accused of killing her. And it's been wonderful because I've never heard an audience so quiet. You can hear a pin drop because they're concentrating, trying to work out what's going to happen and how to put the stories together. And yeah, it's been great to do. Great cast. Ian Hart, Kerry Fox, Lucy Cohu. It's been wonderful.
You said that you play the same character, but it's two characters.
Yeah, we're all playing two characters. I mean, Ian Hart has to play three. But
it's a challenge then, really.
Yeah,
it's a bit of a challenge for you as an actor, isn't it? Mm. Quite difficult.
Yeah, but great challenge. You know, it's one of the reasons you don't want it to be easy, do you? You kind of think I could tread water and do something quite easy. I get really bored.
You like it, don't you? You like testing yourself. You like doing theatre as well. I saw you on stage last summer.
Oh, in Elling.
Yeah. I mean, because presumably off the back of Life on Mars, you could have done just a lot of television if you'd wanted to.
Yeah, and also I think with Life on Mars, because I was in every scene of that, I didn't get nervous in the end. I just got really used to it and didn't feel anything. And I thought, well, I better get some kind of mojo back, and theatre does it.
Really? You need to feel scared?
Something.
Really?
Yeah, just some nerves, something. I don't know.
Right, John, is that right?
Believe me, I regretted it on press night. Never been so nervous. I thought I was going to have an heart attack. I was like, what am I doing this for? Note to self, don't do any more theatre. You know, and I always forget.
We referred to the movie earlier on where you played Bernard Sumner, but you're actually a musician, aren't you?
Yeah, I play guitar, yeah.
Any thoughts of taking that up more professionally?
No, because I was in a band and we toured with Echo and the Bunnymen and supported them on two tours, and we've got an album out, you can buy it on iTunes. And so I think I did that and I was quite happy, and this is my job. So
Been there, done it. Yeah. Okay, listen, I've got to let you get off because you've got work to do. Speaking in Tongues is playing at London's Duke of York. This sounds a really interesting piece, and that's until the 12th of December. You can also see John Sim in the Christmas episodes of Doctor Who, and good luck with Speaking in Tongues.
Thank you.
John Sim, everybody. Thank you, John.
Thanks a lot.
See you next time. John Sim!